Pennsylvania has released a list of struggling schools, nearly 300 of them. These kinds of lists aren't new, but as Keystone Crossroads' Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports, the state has a new way of choosing and intervening in such schools.
Pennsylvania Secretary of Education Pedro Rivera says that under the old No Child Left Behind law,
the federal government assigns state education agencies a standard playbook for intervening in schools that needed support.
That playbook included pretty drastic measures like closing schools or converting them into charters. But when the federal government scrapped No Child Left Behind a few years back, that playbook went with it. Now,
states have important flexibility to rethink, rework systems for supporting schools.
Pennsylvania is exercising its new muscle in a way that matches the philosophy of Governor Tom Wolf. The state will no longer threaten closure or charter conversion. Instead, struggling schools will work with advisors from the Education Department to create so-called improvement plans. The state also changed the way it picks struggling schools. Test scores, for instance, matter less, and there's more emphasis on schools that may do fine overall but struggle to educate certain segments of kids like English language learners, special education students, and racial and ethnic groups. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.